Imagine this. What would happen if we were all brave enough to believe in our own ability, to be a little bit more ambitious? I think the world would change.
That is the voice of a famous Stanford dropout, and she'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for today's Super U podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. For those that listen to the show regularly, you'll notice that my voice is a little bit off. It's a little bit tired, as they'd say. So hopefully it's not too distracting, but I've been speaking a ton virtually, and now it's been great. I've actually been in front of some live audiences recently. So hopefully the Delta variant kind of somehow we kind of navigate our way through this, but there are live events that are happening. Which is very exciting, very exciting. So anyways, hopefully we continue to take this pandemic down collectively and not politicize it. But what we want to talk about here today is we want to talk about Reese Witherspoon. How has she become one of the richest and most powerful women in Hollywood, in the world for that matter? And she's going to give us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast. It's all brought to you by Amazon Audible. That's right. If you want to listen to your favorite book, just go to Audible. It is great. You can do so many things while you're listening to your favorite books while you are learning. So go and check out Amazon Audible. And thank you for them sponsoring this podcast. And thank you for continuing to listen to these podcasts. Again, Super U Podcast is designed to unlock and unleash that superpower that is within all of us. And today we're blessed to be joined by none other than Reese Witherspoon. And she'll be giving us 7 super tips. And she's going to kick it off here with tip number 1.
If you're in politics, the media, the tech industry, working as an entrepreneur or a teacher or a construction worker or a caregiver, you know the problems we are all facing. And I urge each one of you to ask yourselves, what do we do now? That's a big question. What is it in your life that you think you cannot accomplish? Or what is it that people have said that you cannot do? Wouldn't it feel really good to prove them all wrong? Because I believe ambition is not a dirty word. It's just believing in yourself and your abilities. Imagine this. What would happen if we were all brave enough to believe in our own ability, to be a little bit more ambitious? I think the world would change.
Prove them wrong, believe in your own ability. Now, for some people, I always like to kind of stress, if you can do it more of a positive vein, that you're doing this from a positive standpoint, that's always preferred when you're trying to achieve your goals. But sometimes the best way for people to achieve their goal is actually to say, when someone tells them they can't do it, that motivates them. They put that up there, they tape it up there on their mirror, and I get that, you know, put it up there. And sometimes I've done that. Just like that person said, I'm not good enough, we're going to make it happen. Like I got all those rejection letters for my books before Socialnomics became a number one bestseller. It's like those fueled me. It's like, you don't think I'm good enough? I'm going to prove you wrong. And we're going to do that. That's what Reese is talking about. It's go out there and prove people wrong if that's what it takes to motivate you. So basically flip it. Instead of using someone's words or some person that's like a gatekeeper as your excuse on why you're not doing X, Y, and Z or why you haven't hit your goals, Judah, flip that. And basically say, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. Go out and do that. I know so many of you have. It's so inspiring. You guys email me and DM me. So thank you. Keep those coming in. But again, this whole show is about exactly that. Betting on yourself. Proving people wrong. But bet on yourself. It's like everyone has that superpower within you. So it's about unlocking it and unleashing it on the world. Later in the show with Reese, we'll get into betting on yourself with Hello Sunshine. Production companies that she's now sold, it's made her one of the richest people in Hollywood. But we'll get into that further on as we go into these tips. But right now, we're going to go into tip number 2 with Witherspoon. Actually, before we do that, I want to give just a funny side note. This is something I saw on the interwebs, that Witherspoon kept 60 outfits worn by Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, arguably the role that most of the world knows her for. In Legally Blonde, Elle Woods, Legally Blonde. when production on Legally Blonde was a wrap, you know, Witherspoon, she took a large portion of her character's over-the-top wardrobe home for keeps. And it's funny, the quote here is, it really bothers me. Imagine some sicko in Wisconsin smelling the seams. It creeps me out. It's all in the closet. One day my daughter can play with it. I'm not sure why she... There's great people in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. Drink Wisconsinably. We've got people on our team that are amazing from Wisconsin. So I'm not sure why she had to attack Wisconsin. But anyways, thought that was interesting. As we move on to tip number two.
I know I wanted to be an actor since the time I was about 7 years old. And it didn't make any sense because I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. And my dad was a doctor and my mom was a nurse. I ended up telling my mom I really wanted to be an actress, and my neighbor had a flower shop, and they did a commercial down the street, and then they asked me to be in it, and that was it. I was like, I have got to do this. And as a little kid, from the time I was 7 years old, every Saturday I would go for 4 hours of acting class every Saturday.
Whoa.
And I loved it. I just loved it. To the point where all the kids graduated and went on to this other stuff, and I started doing adult acting classes, and then I was in the commercial classes, and then I loved like the hair and makeup classes and just everything. I just couldn't get enough.
That's kind of amazing that she knew she wanted to be an actress at the age of 7. And sometimes that happens for some of the most successful people. You think about Tiger Woods. He was on, if you see the footage, he's on the Tonight Show at 4, when he's 4 years old, playing golf, which is crazy. Or Maria Sharapova at a camp. Martina Navratilova said, "Who's that girl over there? We need to pull her out. She's going to be something someday." So is Maria Sharapova. But since most of our listeners aren't 4, 5, or 7, the good news is there are a lot of examples of late bloomers. Sofia Vergara, as you know, she plays the Colombian in Modern Family. By the way, that is not the accent for most Colombians. It drives my wife, who's Colombian, nuts, that accent. But Sofia was divorced, mother of one, by the time she was 21 years old. And while raising her son, Manola, she bounced from modeling and acting jobs and never quit making her mark. But when she got her role, she was 37 years old when she landed that role on ABC's Modern Family. Vera Wang, the designer, she didn't even think about designing till 40. Julia Child, the famous chef, the mastering the art of French cooking. You know that she didn't learn to cook until she was 40? When she was anticipating her 50th birthday, she collaborated on her first French cooking book titled The Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Crazy when you think about that. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Viola Davis. Viola Davis. At age 43 is when she landed her first major role. A lot of you might know this one as J.K. Rowling. That's right, for all you Americans out there. It's Rowling. Rhymes with bowling. It is not Rowling. But at 30 years old, Rowling was a divorced mother of two, clinically depressed and living off public assistance. And during her lowest point, she began writing as an outlet and a way to heal. And she sent the acclaimed Harry Potter manuscript to 12 publishers, and she was subsequently rejected from all of them. A year later, Rowling received the green light from another publisher, and the rest, as they say, is history. Steve Carell landed his first major role in The Office at the age of 43. Ray Kroc at McDonald's was 52. So Soichiro Honda founded his company, the famous car company Honda, at the age of 42. My favorite number, 42. And finger looking good, Colonel Sanders was 65 and broke when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. The list goes on and on, but again, it's never too late to start today. So here we are with the next tip from Reese Witherspoon.
My parents insisted that I go to college, so I applied to Stanford. I couldn't believe I got in because I didn't get in anywhere else. But I got into Stanford, and I met the woman who read my essay, and she was like, "I read your essay. I let you." I was like, "Thank you," because I had no other options. But I stopped out. I mean, it was really expensive, and I was making more money making movies than to pay my tuition, and I was either going to accumulate all these student loans and bills or start a career that I knew I loved. And I wasn't sure. You know, the first year I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll go into pre-med or something. But then I auditioned for a movie with that Robert Benton directed, who directed Kramer versus Kramer. And it was a movie with Paul Newman.
Twilight.
Yeah, it was called Twilight.
Right.
Which is you know, now Twilight is something else. But and
Gene Hackman and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Gene Hackman and Susan Sarandon were my parents, and it was like a three-scene role, but it was such a huge opportunity. It really got momentum going for me in the business because Robert Benton helped. He called Gary Ross, and then he put me in Pleasantville, and then Gary Ross called Alexander Payne, and they put me in Election. So
right.
It was like kind of momentum.
Now, Reese says Stanford was the only school that she was admitted to, but keep in mind she was good in her studies growing up and did her schooling from the Harding Academy and graduated from the prestigious Harpeth Hall School in Nashville, where she was also a cheerleader. And then later she did go on to Stanford as an English literature major and spent a year at Stanford before dropping out to pursue her dreams and make more money in Hollywood. Now, Witherspoon was born in New Orleans and raised in Nashville. Her name is Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. Reese is her mother's maiden name, so then she adopted just Reese Witherspoon. And Witherspoon would walk to school every single day, and then she'd have dinner with her grandmother at night. And she reflects upon that and says it's a very simpler time for her growing up. So here we are with tip number 4.
I got pregnant when I was 22 years old. And I didn't know how to balance work and motherhood. And you just do it, you know? I didn't know if I was going to have steady work too. I wasn't a popular, like I made movies, but I hadn't, you know, established myself as someone who could demand that it shoot close to my kid's school. Or, you know, I didn't have any real power or leverage within my industry. So I think it was just like every other mom trying to figure it out, and dad out there, and partner and grandparent who's raising a child. There's a lot of, first of all, compromise. You take the food out of your mouth, the clothes off your back, the sleep out of your life. But every bit of it, every bit of that sacrifice is truly worth it, because you feel like that's what makes me wake up on a Sunday. Is it's not movies or my job, it's my kids.
Now, Witherspoon alludes to her first marriage there. She was married to actor Ryan Philippe. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. And they got married after they starred in the film Cruel Intentions. They were married and officially divorced in 2008. They have two kids, one son and one daughter. And then Witherspoon married her talent agent, Jim Toth. Again, I'm probably mispronouncing that. In 2011, and the couple have their own son, Tennessee. But Witherspoon also has a tattoo slightly above her left hip. The actress has two birds framing a star, and she's had the star tattoo for a few years. But after she married Jim, she added the two birds, one to each side of the star, as the source or the ink symbolizes that their new life and love together. Other fun facts about Witherspoon: she had to quit Brave, the animation film, since she couldn't nail down a Scottish accent. So Witherspoon was all set to voice Princess Merida in the animated movie Brave, but the truth being told about her departure is that she tried to do a Scottish accent once and it was bad, and she had to quit the movie. And Witherspoon said it was not her finest moment. She was later replaced by Kelly MacDonald. But the reason I bring all these items up is that life's a roller coaster, so you're gonna have your highs and your lows, and it doesn't matter who you are. Most people think like, oh, Reese Witherspoon, she's never had a challenge in her life, which the exact opposite is true for all of us. And so that most of the time, if you're going through a tough time right now, understand that that's a season. It's a dip in that roller coaster ride, that high is coming back soon. And so just stick it out, stay with it, stay the course, plow through it, and do the best that you can. Control what you can control. So here we are with tip number 5 from Reese Witherspoon.
Well, my grandmother was a huge influence on my life. Her name was Dorothea Draper, hence the name Draper James. And she was from Cookeville, Tennessee. And she was just always put together. She looked beautiful. And she didn't have a lot of money. She didn't spend a lot of money, but she always pulled herself together, you know, whether it was her bag or her belt, or she just always believed that you put your best face to the world. And when you present yourself to the world in a way that you feel confident, the world sees you as confident. And I learned a lot from her.
know, a lot of us have this in common with Reese, is that our grandparents are sometimes that shining light for us. And as she mentioned, her grandma was named Draper, and Witherspoon launched Draper James, which is a clothing store, design store, which has brick and mortar stores in Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas, and Georgia. And it has stuff like tote bags with y'all emblazoned on the front to floral pattern dresses. You know, it has a distinctly Southern influence. And Witherspoon indicated the reason she started the company was to honor her Southern heritage, and in particular, her grandparents, who were and still are the greatest influences in her life. So again, that's essentially when Witherspoon returned to Nashville with her own family, she wanted to recapture and celebrate all that she loves and remembers about her grandparents in the South. And that's why she created Draper James. Here we are with tip number 6.
I've been in the movie business for 20 years, so I knew how to make them. I started really like, I know how to do all this. Why am I not doing it? And then like probably 5 years ago, I read one of the worst scripts I've ever read in my entire life. And it was so bad. And the women's part was so bad opposite this male comedian. And I was like, I called my agent. I said, I'm not doing this. This is a piece of crap. And he said, every actress in Hollywood wants this part. And I thought, if every actress in Hollywood wants this part, I need to start making movies, because this is not worth women's talent. And so that's when I self-funded a company and started buying books.
Bet on yourself. Bet on yourself. That's what we all have to do. It took me a long time to learn this, but I realized I need to bet on myself. That's what I've been doing the last 12 years. That's why I started my own thing. Now, it doesn't mean you have to start your own thing. What it means is just you got to bet on your skills and your talents. Just go all in on them. Play to your strengths. And that's why Witherspoon's become one of the richest women in Hollywood. In Hello Sunshine, her production company, is valued at $900 million. And it was only founded in 2016. So as she alluded to, when she saw that script, that frustrated her. But it's about turning that frustration into an opportunity. It's not about complaining. It's about doing something about it. And so she didn't sit there and complain. She said, well, this is the best they have to offer, and every actress wants this script. We need better scripts. And so Hello Sunshine has a great track record of buying books and then turning those stories into movies. It includes hits like Big Little Lies, The Morning Show, Little Fires Everywhere. And then there's a huge promising pipeline of all these adaptations of popular books. And she's expanded her media empire to include Reese's Book Club, which is a natural move given the fact that a number of her projects are those adaptations of female-penned novels. The club has 2.1 million followers. Basically, she's become the Oprah. She's replaced Oprah for book clubs. The club has 2.1 million followers. Most book clubs, by the way, are female. There's not a lot of male book clubs. I never figured that out. I always wanted to be in a book club. It always comes back to me, but I'm secretly, my wife calls me the silent book club member of her book clubs. I always read their books, and I'm like, what'd they say? Did they talk about this? And so for all of you folks out there, if they're in a secret book club, I feel you. I hear you. If you want to start a book club, I'm in. So anyways, they have 2.1 million followers. 42, again, there's my favorite number again, 42 out of its 50 picks have made their way onto the New York Times bestsellers list, meaning the future film and television versions have a built-in audience. I want to give a shout out, personal shout out, to one of my wife's best friends, Patricia Engel. Her book did become a New York Times bestseller, and it was awesome. I was just in the airport, just in the Austin airport, and I saw her book in Reese's Book Club. And then I saw Reese post on Instagram talking about her book. So go check it out, Infinite Country, New York Times bestselling book by our good friend Patricia Engel. She's so great. So it's so exciting to see good people. Good things happen to good people. And Reese, she started this company to change the way, she started Hello Sunshine, to change the way all women are seen in media. So that's amazing. I have two daughters. So awesome. Awesome to see her do that and see the success that she's had with Hello Sunshine. Here we are with Reese Witherspoon's final tip, tip number 7.
And the examples of marvelous women like these have taught me really important things about female leadership. That it's not about ego or getting to the top. It's about creating a community of people who are extraordinary at what they do and working together towards a common goal. So that's what I love about my company, Hello Sunshine. Everybody at this company shares leadership responsibility, and together we keep the trains running on time. Producing brings me incredible joy, and the bell really tolled for me this year as an actress, too, getting to shoot three of the most fulfilling projects of my career, surrounded by incredible men and women, all telling stories with women at the center, not just being the best friend. And I got to experience it with the likes of my extraordinary pal and partner and the very tall person, Nicole Kidman. People like my real-life friend, Jennifer Aniston, and the phenomenally spoken and gracious-hearted Kerry Washington.
Big things come in small packages. That's from Reese Witherspoon, one of the nicest and most like people probably in the world, and one of the most successful people in the world. It's so great to see her success. Reese Witherspoon at 5'1". Big things come in small packages. That's the same height as my daughter, who's 11. It's hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't like Reese Witherspoon. I hope you got a lot of today's Super You podcast. Again, we're just giving out this information to hopefully unlock and unleash the superpower that's within all of us. I hope you got a ton out of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you also. Man, I can't believe all the good reviews that keep coming in. So I can't tell you how much those help to get those 5-star reviews, because what it does allows other people to discover this podcast to help them become entertained, educated, and empowered to their best life. So thanks for helping out someone else today by doing that. Obviously, the show isn't possible without our sponsor, Amazon Audible. So thank you, Amazon Audible, for making it all happen. And again, why don't you check out on Audible, Infinite Country by Patricia Engel, or read it, whatever you want to do. Whatever floats your boat, as my grandparents might say. And what floats my boat are the producers of this show. Not possible without them. Savannah Pettinger, Jake Brin, Kelsey Gomez, thank you so much for being so amazing. Thank you for putting up for my scratchy voice today. I hope you join us next time on our next Super You podcast. But until that time, this is Equal Man. Remind all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it's what we leave behind.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Super You.